This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen, that it's already December 1st, 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to open the phones up today to continue the discussion that we had yesterday on the Sunday broadcast. What is your line in the sand? And then once that line is crossed, what is your response to the tyranny? Because so many of those voices that are perpetually calling for some type of violent overthrow of the government never have a plan. They just say, you should go out and do it, or I should go out and do it. And then meanwhile, we have the social engineers pretty much perpetually trying to foment a mindless communist-style, French Revolution-style, rioting, burning, raping in the street type operation. So we need to have a big discussion about what is your line in the sand, and then what are you doing to stop that line from being crossed politically, economically, with the power you have? What are the different tools we have short of violence? The social engineers want to build up their police state, have it go out and start abusing the public, foment the worst elements of society to legitimize the police state, and then play the two sides off against each other. That's the bottom line. So how do we educate the public about this manipulation, about this conspiracy, and how do we try to thwart it? Well, about half the public just watches television all day and doesn't care what planet they're on. The numbers show that. But a good 20-30% are concerned, are somewhat awake, and are somewhat involved. They just need to be encouraged and empowered. And then you've got folks that need to be targeted peacefully to be awakened and warned about what they're part of in corporate governance, in police and law. We need to force a major debate about all this and really make people have a private discussion and a public discussion about what's their line in the sand. What do they stand for? What orders will they follow? What orders won't they follow? Do they believe that they should follow any order? And if so, do they know about the Nuremberg precept of just following orders doesn't cut it? What I'm getting at here is that there is an attempt to foment civil unrest. Obama is set to meet on Ferguson. They have NFL players doing the hands up now when they make a touchdown, saying don't shoot. The evil isn't the deadly vaccines. The evil isn't the open borders and the free welfare to bankrupt the nation. The evil isn't half the black people aborted before they're born. The one evil is this brown gentleman being shot in Ferguson 2 weeks after I cut a video warning of the Pentagon preparing for a black race war that I believe the Justice Department would trigger. Not a hard prediction. And you've now seen it begin to unfold. It's very frustrating to know how the script reads and to see government provocateurs trying to radicalize every group they can and trying to divide and conquer. It's very sad. We're going to break it all down, get into a ton of other news, you name it. Flu vaccines admittedly killing people, mainstream news. We've got VIP pedophile ring, abused teenage boy inside Buckingham Palace. and Balmoral Castle. This is being brought out to basically blackmail the British government by the EU. We've got news on Russia, you name it.
We decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nation Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's too. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide. No guest today because I want to open the phones up for the entire 3 hours interspersed with news and breaking information to ask listeners, what is your line in the sand? We should work towards every peaceful application that we can to try to promote basic freedom, basic due process, basic dignity, basic rights and values. Those are all under attack by multinational anti-free market corporations who are establishing an anti-human world government where the general population will be replaced by machines, and that's only in a phase to make us obsolete, ahead of making us vestigial, ceremonial, so that the population can be forcibly reduced. That's the big eugenics, global governance, end of the rat hole, bottom of the rabbit hole plan. That is a public plan by the UN social engineers and their modern techno priest, the transhumanist, who put out a pop version of transhumanism saying it will empower the public, when in truth it is beyond Sauron's ring, how it will take us into the darkness and there bind us, to use that allegory. I want to get into Obama attempting to foment, along with Al Sharpton, MSNBC, and others, racial division and civil unrest in this country as a political diversion. We have predicted this. 2 weeks before, Mr. Brown was shot dead in Ferguson. I shot a special report, and we wrote an article predicting, we'll put that up on screen for folks, predicting stage race riots in America with the headline, Army Training to Fight Blacks, Special Emergency Alert. So the Justice Department goes in and foments, while at the same time then sending the police and military out to deal with what they have fomented. Flashback, U.S. Army training to fight black Americans, Doomsday Disneyland facility used as practice ground for civil unrest. November 26 is when we republished that, but if you go back to the article, we flashbacked that last week. You can see that it was first published July 17th, and it's timestamped 2014. If you go to the YouTube video beneath it, you can see the company itself putting out the promo video. And if you, and then if you go below that video, you can see the special report that I filed. And what's the title of that one? I forget. I believe it's Special Report, Army Trains to Fight. There it is. Army Trains to Combat Black Americans. You can click on that on YouTube. Show folks the timestamp. That is July 17th, 2014. And it's a 29-minute report. Now, there's some other news I covered in there, but I'm very tempted at the bottom of the hour to play this report again so that people can really hear it and see it in context. And understand that there are foreign interests that control the countries of the private Federal Reserve. They need to get the police and military, who are loyal Americans on average, as bad as the police are around the country, they're more informed and more loyal and more awake than the general public in my research, on the street and in the numbers. So that's why I criticize the police, and some departments are completely criminal. Other departments are pretty good overall. The larger issue is they're being globalized. They're being standardized. They're being overtaken right now. Just like Hitler took over the military in 1933 in Germany, in Deutschland. If somebody could have reached out to the military and the police before all that happened, 20 million Germans might not have been killed and tens of millions of others. But Germany's mistake cost them 21 million people. Look it up. And it was the military too late that tried to stop the Nazi party. Well, what we have is a globalist party that doesn't get in trouble because they've got the big accounting firms and the lawyers and the law firms, and they have all these degrees of separation. They fence their corruption through all these international agreements and bodies and boards, and no one ever takes responsibility for what they've done. And the globalists are trying to make the police and the governing class a new subclass that's above the general public that has special rights, kind of like local petty nobility or something. This is the attempt, and people see that corruption. They see that above the law haughtiness and arrogance in the feds and in many police departments. And they see the corruption and the government drug dealing, and they see the rich being above the law, and it makes the public angry. But when I ask, what is your line in the sand? The system wants to just make it about the police. That's what Obama's doing. That's what the Justice Department's doing. Local police, state, county, and city. So that the feds can be the saviors by federalizing when the feds themselves have gone under UNESCO and the UN and unionization and Agenda 21. And under these treaties, they've already federalized most of the police and have given them the training and created the culture that the public hates. And their answer is more federalization to counter that. So when MSNBC and CNN, and I covered this yesterday, Time Magazine's headline, When It's Time to Riot, or A Time for Rioting. We'll pull the actual headline up. I'm going from memory. And then CNN goes, this is legitimate demonstration. You know, burning things down is demonstrating. Really, beating up a woman just because she's white and she works at Papa John's making $12 an hour, that's legitimate because she tries to cook pizzas for the community. Blocking traffic and attacking whites in their vehicles, just like we saw in the L.A. riots, now happening again. That's a good thing. That's legitimate. The media, the controlled globalist-run media, is trying right now to foment a race war. There's the headline, Ferguson in defense of rioting. We have a 45-minute video of nothing but white people's cars being stopped in St. Louis and Missouri by mobs of black people. And, I mean, by the way, the police just stand back and let this go on. It's not like they're just blocking traffic so the cars can't go by. They're taunting. They're getting into people's faces. They're screaming at them just because they're white. I mean, imagine seeing a mob of white people going into an area and blocking the cars of black people. I mean, this is Ku Klux Klan type behavior. And I'm just glad, I mean, if a group of white people, Hispanics, black, whatever, came and tried to block my car, I'm going to get in their face. And there's videos of me getting in people's face, not because I'm a tough guy. You are trying to enslave me and oppress me by blaming me just because of my skin color for something that happened. And now you've got the NFL players, you know, putting their hands up when they make a touchdown. I mean, this is really being pushed by the system. We don't have rights to not be spied on by the NSA. They're trying to take our Second Amendment. They're poisoning us all with the vaccines and the GMO. All this is happening to you, no matter what color you are. But they don't want us realizing foreign banks have signed us on to $2,000 trillion. It was $1.5 quadrillion. The Wall Street Journal and others reported. Now it's 2 quadrillion in derivatives, over 100 times all the real wealth in the world. None of it's even our debt. Our debt's 19 trillion. They've signed us on to 2,000 trillion. Well, the U.S. has signed on now, it was 60 something. Now it's 100 trillion of that. The IMF and World Bank and the Davos Forum says that's our debt that these bankers created to tie us to it. And our politicians have been controlled. We should all be focused on the criminal mega banks that aren't free market, that are shutting down the real banks and credit unions and our industry and trying to pass laws where mom and pops can't operate. This is about a monopoly of control to dominate the future. And now Obama to hold Ferguson meeting at White House and to plan press conferences, you name it, and to meet with elected officials and law enforcement. So they're just going to hype this like this is the biggest issue in the world, and you know, it's legitimate what's going on, to hope this goes on all over the country. And they've got Democratic Party operative groups, you can read the signs, who puts them out, socialist communist groups out there fomenting it in all 50 states to make political change be about racial division. That's classic balkanization, the opposite of what will actually bring society together and fix things. Obama to discuss efforts to improve nationwide law enforcement. Post-Ferguson, see, the feds are going to fix it with more armored vehicles and more checkpoints and more tasers and more threat continuum, shoot people at the drop of a hat. And then when the cops do that, oh my gosh, more federalization to answer. I told you. Back in July, exactly what was coming, and now it's happening. And also told you they're going to turn their FBI informants and operatives and dirty tricks people loose on the real media, on the libertarian media, and on the Tea Party. And it's going on hardcore. Infiltration of organizations, attacks, sabotage, dirty tricks, stuff being made up. I expect this. We're going in, folks. This is the attempted takedown of the Republic. The attempt to start a civil war, playing the people off against the police and people off against each other racially, so that whites will feel threatened and side with the establishment and the police state, and departments that are trying to be good departments will feel threatened and will go under federal control and militarized control. And so that minorities, who are really the majority now in most areas, will see the Democratic Party as their capo in the prison. And then it's how they control prisons. And the UN's the warden. And they've got us all in racial gangs. And we're all in a prison together like a bunch of chumps. Militant enthusiasm, Conrad Lorenz, psychology, dumbing it all down. We'll give the number out when we come back and get to some of these clips. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because we got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. He said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Many superfoods boost immune function, but few do it like bee pollen does for mental, physical, and overall health. Bee pollen helps the body fight illnesses and allergies and is one of the top superfoods for mental clarity and concentration. Support American beekeepers for high-quality bee pollen, black seed oil, camu camu, super greens, heirloom seeds, organic storable food, and more. Go to PatriotSuperfoods.com. That's PatriotSuperfoods.com. Remember, PatriotSuperfoods.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Later in the next hour, I'm going to get into Packers hitting Hollywood again and Sony Pictures.
Get up, stand up. Stand up.
Rand Paul slams Benghazi cover your bleep report. Russia prepares for war. This is all on Infowars.com. The TSA will be unwrapping your gifts this Christmas. Shock video, Ferguson rioters terrorize young girl, mother, and chase them from Target store. Unbelievable. 10 signs that communists are infiltrating the Ferguson protesters. Well, it's beyond signs. They're running it. Time magazine article endorses race war. VIP pedophile ring abused teenager boy inside Buckingham Palace and Balmoral Castle. That's mainstream news in the UK. I've got articles like this. I mean, I have hundreds of articles of this magnitude today. Flu vaccine death toll rises in Italy. I'll tell you my line in the sand, folks. These vaccines have garbage put in them on purpose. And if anybody ever tries to forcibly inject me or my family, I'm done. They get on the news, and I've read the news articles here on air every year in August when they lie to everybody. It's in every local paper I see. It's all over the country. Vaccines are safe and effective, and there are no side effects other than a sore arm, and it's outrageous to say so. And it's the law. You must take them. Well, there's literally hundreds and hundreds of bad side effects. There is no law. You've got to take them. They lie to you in a wall of fraud. So what's my line in the sand? Gun confiscation. What's my line in the sand? People trying to forcibly inject me. What's my line in the sand? Somebody trying to carjack me. We do have a system that wants to be totalitarian and authoritarian to the max. The former head of the NSA, William Binney, has said that on the show. It's about social control, about suppressing free speech. And they've got the Justice Department through the FBI on record now trying to infiltrate every political group in the country to destabilize them and try to stir up violence and infighting. That's illegal. And it's illegal to have the IRS going after the Tea Party and pro-life groups. Come on, FBI, you know it's illegal. So you have special units where you go out and hire miscreant, mentally ill, borderline personality disorders and psychopaths as informants to go around doing God knows what. It's incredible. And they've got compartmentalized FBI right next to them investigating bank robberies and kidnappings that are good men and women. Wake up and decry what's going on in your own agency. Don't be part of this. Sydney Morning Herald, flu vaccine death toll rises in Italy. The number of people who've died in Italy after being administered the flu vaccine made by Swiss pharmacological company Norvadis has risen to 13. The Italian medical agency has warned against panic and stressed there's not proof yet that it was the vaccine that led to the deaths. However, it has banned two batches of the product called Flu-Aid as a precautionary measure pending further studies. This is the standard boilerplate that they put out whenever there's vaccine deaths. If there's 1,000 deaths, they'll say it's 5. And then they'll say, but we don't know it's the vaccine. Let me explain something. There is a global long-term program with sterilants, you name it, in the vaccines. They now have social control vaccines that aren't even vaccines. They are nanotech viruses they've had for over a decade. They're now, quote, testing it on the troops, as I warned they would 5 years ago in the special piece, Brain-Eating Vaccines. Just type that in and you see the 10-minute video report. And now they're, quote, testing them on depressed troops. Oh, you'll never be depressed again because the live virus, artificially created, it is nanotech, goes in and eats receptors in the brain associated with euphoria, religious experiences, and also with depression. And you aren't going to be upset anymore because you're going to be basically a passive robot. Now, they're already injecting the veterans with this. And it's beyond a science fiction movie going on at the VA right here in Austin. They call it an anti-stress vaccine. And there's a whole family of them. I forget the name of the book. They made a movie out of it a decade ago. I never went and saw the movie. I just couldn't believe when the movie came out. It was like a B movie. Had some big actors. But I didn't forget the book. I want to look it up. Guys, look up science fiction book where viruses are used for social control to re-engineer brains. And then I went and saw the new Bourne movie a couple years ago. And in that they use viruses to make them supermen. To eat areas of the brain that would have inhibition. So, you know, they can bench press 1,000 pounds, which they can actually do. You can take a guy that can bench press 300 pounds, have a virus, eat areas of the brain that have inhibition, governor control, and you can bench press 1,000 pounds. That's just an example of virus technology in the brain. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. Alkavision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In the time, give it to me easy. Let me try with pleasure.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I want to open the phones up to have a debate, a discussion, a brainstorm, a think tank about your line in the sand. What is your line in the sand, and what are you doing to stop the tyrants from crossing that line in the sand? Or are you just saying, I got guns and ammo, and I'm waiting for the blue helmets? It's not going to be blue helmets until after the Civil War. Then it will be blue helmets. Read the RAND Corporation National Stability Police Force Plan. This is the plan to destabilize things so bad, we beg for total federalization and beg for total surveillance. And now it's here. The general public's being targeted. If you're a cop, you're being targeted. If you're a school teacher, you're being targeted. I don't care who you are. This new world order is bad for you and your family. And if you want to make a decision for the next 10, 20, 30 years to sell out to it, to just kind of go along with it, to let them social engineer you, and to live high on the hog while you sell everybody out, ahead of the population being forcibly reduced, humans merging with machines, this is what the elites say they're going to do, and they're doing it. If you think you're going to be successful with that game plan, with your soul and your family name and just common sense, you're crazy. Maybe you're totally nihilistic and don't care, don't plan to have children, don't care about your kids. Why sell out to the dark side? Why sell out to what's easy? Why sell out to not believing in humanity? Why sell out your children, your sons, your daughters? Now, so many people in the system rationalize what they're doing, and they're compartmentalized, and they do bad things, but they believe it's because the end justifies the means. That very Machiavellian precept is the essence of societal degeneration and dishonor. Society's based on honor and chivalry and quality and truthfulness and steadfastness. Create incredible inventions, incredible art, beauty, science, long life. But the byproduct is spoiled children, corrupt grandchildren, demonic, satanic great-grandchildren. And we are those children today, children of the beast. Children of the lie. On average. And it's my job to try to get people to get outside the box, to pull back, see the big picture, look at what I'm claiming, look at what I'm saying, look at the viruses they're rolling out in the vaccines for social engineering, look at the dropping IQs, and to get people to understand you're living in a real-world attempt to set up a dystopic technological technocracy that is designed to capture, harness, mutate, and finally destroy humanity. It is 100% pure, unadulterated death and destruction. You wonder why serial killers like to grab little kids and torture them for months. Things that are just the most horrible, dark energy anyone could imagine. And it's so alien, people hear about it and they just turn away. Imagine that times a billion. Imagine that energy manifest through robot armies and Skynet technology. It is going to take its time, bringing us down and making us beg to be destroyed and enslaved, because the true bottom of the rat hole, the true bottom of Satan's pit, is that the system wants us with free will, though drugged and dazed, to stumble and worship the evil as if it's the solution and it's the idol, and to fall to our knees and embrace it before our free will is sucked out of us and our souls basically demagnetized to goodness, our souls wiped and turned to that satanic energy. That's where we're going. Just as sure as the sun came up this morning on this planet, remember that. There's a whole universe around us, but the system wants us to think it's only what's on that television set, only what's on the nightly news, what the talking head says. When we know These talking heads work for institutions that have made the decision that you're not even conscious and that you're an animal and that you don't have a right to any freedom or any future. And so they're going to dumb you down and give you false maps of the world so that you become a joke and a failure. So you'll time and time again come to them for empowerment. No one can deny that the welfare state, the way it's done by the West, is meant to enslave, just as the welfare state and the company store and sharecropping, or the reservation with Native Americans, or the plantation, is designed to have you totally dependent on the master. But this master doesn't want you to pull a plow, or to cut the wheat, or to tend the cattle. This master wants you in agonizing anguish and pain, gibbering after its flame like a moth, believing that oblivion in evil is your empowerment. When the answer to all our problems is waiting right there, but we have to, with free will, take it and make the spiritual decision first that I want to be good. I want to be enlightened. I want to be informed. I want to know how the world really works. I ask the creator of the universe, in these incredible odds we're up against, to give me the providence to have the prescience, or what the Bible calls discernment, so that I might survive to bring aid to others. And the world knows, the devil knows, that you have a good heart. So you will be falsely convicted by the angel of light that masquerades as an angel, by the culture, to tell you how you're bad and how you're guilty and how your little sins make you imperfect and make you bad, so you couldn't dare go speak at the front of the church. You couldn't dare call into talk radio. You couldn't dare start a radio show. You couldn't dare try to help somebody else or tell somebody when they're doing something destructive, because after all, you're not perfect. See how that works? How they guilt everyone. Oh, you're racist, except Obamacare. Oh, maybe your forebears had slaves. Maybe. Why, 2% of the country had slaves. You're bad. You have to have guilt, not to go help other people that are less advantaged and actually help them yourself. That's how you really help somebody, by bringing them into your society and teaching them and lifting them up. Rising tide raises the ships. All ships, as Kennedy rightfully said. No, no, no. You do what Al Gore says, what Bill Clinton says, what Rachel Maddow says, what Barack Obama says, what Al Sharpton says, what Jesse Jackson says. And when you do what they say, now you've been forgiven by the high priest. You've come and made sacrifice to them. You've not owned guns. You've accepted higher taxes. You've gotten in line with the party line to feel like you belong. And so you've been sanctified in your little collectivist progressive cult. That's not even a real progressive cult. It's a eugenic, scientifically written, planned, neoliberal, anti-human, super-fascistic, mind-controlled cornucopia of anti-human venom. Then you got the Republicans, run by the very same special interest, trying to dance on our political graves, trying to make sure that no opposition can form through the Americana movement of true free market populism, constitutional ideas, common sense that people are desperate for. Like a diver whose air has run out, racing to the top, is desperate for the surface, or a fish out of water is desperate for the sea. It's there, and the whole system is designed to turn it around and act like people that want basic freedom are weirdos, are dangerous, are bad. The people that get upset and say, I'm not a slave, are weird and aggressive. Show me one mammal that you're trying to enslave or drag off that won't fight. But we're trained to go along with it. But see, I'm not going to fight mindlessly just burning things down. I'm not going to fight shooting up a police station. I'm going to fight by warning people and showing them what's happening and doing what the enemy wants. I am not going to sit there and play games and follow the template that they put out. Because the thing that the enemy wants us to do is to just be involved in a bunch of mindless, mob rule, hyped up garbage that the globalists can direct. What they don't want, the polar opposite, is for us to reach out to government, reach out to the police, reach out to the agencies, reach out to the corporations, reach out with our dollars of what we purchase and what we support. Reach out with our speech to others. Reach out to the media and support media that you think is promoting freedom. Fight media that isn't. Using the First Amendment. And I know what I'm saying is common sense, but it's a revolutionary idea. To just tell it like it is and expose the larger paradigm. All right, here's the toll-free number. We're opening the phone systems up. What is your line in the sand? And what are you doing to try to stop that line from being crossed? Because people talk about, oh, I'll get violent if they keep pushing. You should be doing everything you can peacefully to fix things to try to stop it from getting violent. And I'll assure you, a lot of you out there that won't get politically involved or won't try to wake people up who are just preparing for violence, when it comes time, you're not going to defend yourself. In almost every case, you're not going to do it wisely, or you're going to do it at some target that doesn't hurt the New World Order and actually empowers their system. Most violent revolutions fail or create something worse. That's a well-known fact in history. Most Renaissance revolutions, Renaissance systems of freedom, most velvet revolutions, most revolutions of ideas that are better than the oppressive system, those are successful historically. And those are what the system is scared of. It doesn't matter if you're in government or in the corporate system or the private sector or a retiree or black or white or old or young or Hispanic. The New World Order wants you broke. They want you under government health care control. They want to run your life. They hate your free will. They crave control. And they hate warriors. Even if they direct our warriors to carry out evil wars, they hate the men that are willing to go out and do it. These globalists absolutely have disdain for you because they are such craven scum. And that's why they target you with deadly time-released bioweapons and the vaccines. That's why they target you when you get out with extrajudicial garbage to strip you of your rights. And I'll tell the police something. If the globalists hate fighting men, do you think they like you? They hate you just as much or more. And you are being targeted as well. And the police know that instinctively. Doesn't matter if they try to hire cops that aren't the sharpest knives in the drawer. The experience of real life and experiencing real evil and experiencing human nature and being forced into stressful situations over and over again every day brings police up to a level of seasoning and hardening that makes them absolute threats to the New World Order. Because if we ever take the states or the federal government back, it'll be the police that are going and arresting when the grand juries indict people like Henry Kissinger and others. And so they want you all blackmailed on a very short leash under their control. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. How do we stop the Civil War? How do we stop Obama and the Democrats trying to stir up race riots across the country? How do we stop them while still preserving the First Amendment? 800-259-9231. We are continuing for the next few days the specials that we have been running. Last Wednesday through today, we've been running different specials every single day. We are continuing all of the specials simultaneously while supplies last. We've sold out of the B12, Secret 12. We're almost sold out of Super Male Vitality. We're almost sold out of DNA Force. We're almost sold out of Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. Here's an example. You can get 20% off and free shipping single bottles of Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from InfoWarsLife.com. When you get four bottles, you get the fifth free and 20% off the other four and free shipping. Nobody's got a deal anywhere near that. We're continuing it. We're running this week on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's not $59.95 like it was previously. It's $29.95. That's even better than the Christmas special we do once a year. 20 people can use each membership. Takes about a minute to sign up. See the nightly news, so much more. If you've been a member and let it lapse, or you've never been a member, now is the time. And there's a typo on there. It was never $95.99. It was $59.95 for a year. You could get like 5 months free when you sign up at Christmas. This is even more off, $29.95. That's half off right now. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. InfoWarsLife.com.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up. up, we're going to look at energy. Why is oil at $40 a barrel right now? And why are they talking about $2 and below in southern U.S. states? Well, because we have a rigged energy system on record, and they want to gouge us, but now they want to bankrupt Russia, so we're going to get the byproduct of cheap energy. That's what's happening. And what it shows is that OPEC and the oil-producing countries have a totally rigged system. And when they're done bankrupting Russia and shutting down their oil industry, oh, baby, you're going to be paying $5, $6, $7 a gallon. The UN has said they want on average $12 a gallon gas for the earth because that'll make you drive less. So don't worry. Enjoy the low prices while you get them. Enjoy it because when they're done bankrupting Russia, get ready, Katie, bar the door. Then we're going to start the next hour and go to Mark, George, Wildman, Terry, Nichols, and others. And it's a free-for-all, long-time callers, first-time callers, you name it. When you hear a caller hang up, it's your chance to get involved on air, 800-259-9231. Now, I could sit here and read 100 articles an hour to you on air and make the show real interesting, and I will cover a bunch of news I haven't gotten to in the next hour as well. But first, I'm going to take a bunch of calls. But this issue of Al Sharpton at the White House trying to fire up racial tensions and Obama to convene all these meetings, NFL says no discipline for Rams players over their protest. Farrakhan threatens to tear this God-bleeping country apart. In fact, we have that clip. We'll play that here in a moment. This is about balkanization and about the Democratic Party not collapsing because it hasn't delivered all the free goodies it said it would. Instead, it's delivered lower wages, hours being cut, payroll taxes going up. Black folks have doubled their unemployment, and so all the system has is just go right to tribalism, right to racism. And they also know that the middle class is fed up and scared of the system, so they want the middle class to come begging and accept the militarization of police and the whole domestic spy grid in the name of stopping rioting and looting. That's why I ask, what's your line in the sand? I mean, I don't support the guy that reportedly shot up the police station because he was mad about open borders and shot up the Mexican consulate. I think that's pretty much terrorism. Just like shooting at fire department people is terrorism. Folks said, what, you're saying blacks are terrorists? Well, this guy that shot up the police department was white as a, you know, driven snow. Is that because I'm against white people? No, because shooting up the police station is a bad idea. And it makes political speech look bad when you tie it to it. You ought to bomb all these police departments with news and information and talking to people and showing them the plan to federalize them and take their liberties and take their families' bank accounts and take their pensions. We ought to bomb the country with truth and liberty and renaissance and freedom. Not with beating up. Imagine if two white guys were beating up a black lady at Papa John's because a white person had been shot months before. I mean, it would be incredible racism on the news, and it would be. You've got anti-white garbage going on now in Missouri. It's disgusting, and the police are standing down because they've been told by the feds, let it get going, or the feds will indict you. They're telling cops, you do anything to somebody who's black in Ferguson, who's breaking the law, you're going to get indicted by Al Sharpton, the attorney general. Again, I just want to plug at the end of the hour because I barely talked about this for 1 minute earlier. We're offering the biggest deals we've ever offered across the board on colloidal silver, silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. 20% off and a free bottle and free shipping. We're just doing it to just be total capitalists and just to be known as the place with the lowest prices, highest quality. We've got the Super Prep Pack, $15 off the combo survival shield and silver bullet. And we've got half off on PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've never done that before. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com. Today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.